Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What is going on? Just as we thought we were inching towards some kind of a fragile peace, there seems to be new strikes on Iranian missile sites, vessels. America saying that they acted in self-defense. To help us understand whether this is just pressure, diplomatic brinkmanship, or the beginning of an escalation, we're joined by Israeli journalist, commentator Ben Dror-Yamini. A very good morning to you. Hope you are well.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
A great pleasure. From an Israeli perspective, do the strikes, these U.S. strikes, represent a signal that the ceasefire is collapsing, or is this really about controlled, constant pressure on the Iranian regime?
Look, considering the so many declarations of President Trump, considering what is going on the field, we just don't know. I mean, if you will put all the information to the best AI, the AI is going to be confused. So
what do we expect from ourselves, exactly?
So to ask commentators, to ask experts, it is confusing, because if you will ask something like 10 commentators, maybe one of them will be right, but just because of probability, not because he really knows what is going on. We just don't know, because in the same day you have so many contradicting declarations. So what does it mean, and what his intentions? We just don't know. I have to tell you, we are confused.
So you know,
you know, no, it's the same about this strike as self-defense or whatever you call it.
Yes,
we just don't know.
You know what I find so interesting is, obviously, I've been, as you know, interviewing people for years before October 7th, obviously, for years before that, and then during and now the Iranian conflict. And I don't recall a conflict where the experts or people that are following conflict closely and understand the nuances around it, I don't recall a time where they have been as unsure as they are now. This, and I don't mean now as in today, but I mean during this particular Iranian conflict. It's fascinating to speak to the experts, and what we do is we speak to people like yourselves who really are very, very close to knowing, following the information. You know the signs, you know what to ignore, but even people like yourselves simply can't call it because it's unpredictable. Why do you think that is?
I can tell you where the confusion is coming from, and why this we cannot know. Because, I mean, if you are looking at the military power, United States, the army, they invest something yearly, something like almost $1.980 billion, comparing to Iran, which is something like $16 billion a year. I mean, wow, it's a superpower against it's an elephant against a cat. It's really, I mean, incomparable from one end. From the other hand, what we have to understand, and that's something that we have to say in order to understand the bigger picture, is that actually when you speak about strategic power, you have to speak also about, for example, speaking about Western countries, speak about the public opinion. When the public opinion is not backing you, something which is happening right now in the United States, it's something which is actually serving Iran. And the same happened to Israel not long time ago, when, well, Israel is much stronger than the Hamas. But public opinion demanding boycotts against Israel, I mean, it is something which was in the service of Hamas. So we have new components when we speak about power. So it's not the U.S. Army against Iran. It's much more complicated. And that's exactly what is delaying Trump from the big strike that he's speaking about.
How much
so it's not enough.
Yes.
It's not enough to have much more airplanes and the best airplanes and the best rockets and so on. You need much more than that in order to defeat a state like Iran. Yeah, so that's what something which is complicating everything.
Rubio says that this might be, the agreement might be days away. Is this, do you think this is just optimism, or do you think it's realistic?
Many times it's just part of the negotiation to have this kind of to have one impression or another in order to say okay maybe we I mean the United States, we did whatever is possible in order to reach an agreement, and they refused and they rejected it and so on, maybe to tell the public opinion in the United States, in the West, we did whatever we can in order to achieve
peace. Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm being signaled we do need to go to news. Ben Jordan, many thank you as always.